Well, hello there. This is Jonas and Pear from Royal Republic, and you're listening to Radioactive. Enjoy.
On your Spotify description, you write, like, the first sentence is, Royal Republic do not believe in guilty pleasure. Can you explain what you mean with that?
We're not going to shy away from that. We love pop music, that we love the 80s music, or what people call, oh, this is my guilty pleasure, like, listen to Backstreet Boys. We just embrace it all. If it's good music, it's good music. So why hide it? Especially with Club Majesty, it's like anything goes. So if it's a good song, it's still a good song. It's easier to believe in just pleasures than guilty pleasures, because then you don't have to feel ashamed.
And I feel like if rock and roll sort of took a little bit of a departure in recent years, it's probably because it refuses to evolve. It's like, it has to stay like this, it's like this, it has to stay like this, otherwise it's not rock and roll. And we never really believed in that.
You have the best quote for it.
It might not be a rock band, but everything we do rocks.
One more question to your, like, music taste. I discovered also on your Spotify playlist with, like, our favorite tracks that you have a German track, Eure Mädchen from Kraftklub. Do you like German music? What is your relation to that?
Easiest relation is Rammstein, I would say. That's the first thing that comes to.
That was a relationship before we moved to Germany. I remember before we even came to Germany the first time, Adam was singing Pussy acoustically on Swedish radio. That was a good times. And then we came to here and our tour manager was like, don't do Rammstein. Germans will not take it. And I was like, what? We are sort of good friends with Kraftklub. They're a really good, great band. Yeah, love Kraftklub. I think...
We played with them on several festivals. I think Adam and Felix texted each other, like, yeah, we should do something for our weekend mentor. We were ending it. Adam texted Felix, like, are you up for doing Eure Mädchen with us? And I was like, yeah, oh shit, now we have to learn the song. And we have to rap in German. It was tricky, but it was a lot of fun.
No idea. We have no idea what we're saying. We just, we sind wieder auf die Autobahn. Immer dasselbe. Die Hauptfahl Mund gerückt und wir sind der Kälte. Auf Tourien.
Like,
yeah, we sort of know what we're saying now. And I can do it better than I did now. But it's not as fun.
Wir sind wieder auf der Autobahn. Immer dasselbe. Die Hautfahl Mund geruch und wir sind erkältet. Auf Tour jeden Tag. Irgendwas ist immer los. 140 Shows oder eine Nase.
The thing is, like, Totenhausen, when we boarded the Hausen tour, we had no idea who they were. We just knew, okay, they sell out stadiums. But then they walked up, Campino comes walking up to us, and they see the manager in the back, like, hey, that's Campino's. And I'm like, who the fuck is this old dude? No, he's super nice. But if, you know, we don't have this stigma of, like, I remember introducing him to my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, hi, Campino. My name is Caroline. And she was like terrified. I had dinner with Udo Lindemey because I worked with another chick who was like, yeah, I have no idea who Udo Lindemey is. You know, he's just a funny, weird dude.
Departing from that whole music department, what do you love most about your job?
It's a very weird job and it's very tricky to explain to people what I work with. It's like, so you just travel around and play rock and roll. Yeah, that's about it. And you get paid. Yeah, that's about it. But the best part is this part that we're doing right now. It's kind of the end of a cycle. First you have to write music, then you record music, then do some press, and then the fun part for me begins, because then I get to meet the people, I get to play the music, and just enjoy a good time on the road.
All of these songs that they start somewhere, you know? They might start in bed at 3 a.m. in the morning, and you're just like, oh, won't you let me love thee, Annalie? That's really stupid. And then you're like laying in bed for hours, just like, and then all of a sudden, like a year or 2 years down the line, you see a whole purse, like a whole crowd of 3,000 people just think about it every. And it's like, I wish you could take that moment where you first came up with it, like that exact moment, and just put it on a big screen for them, and then follow the song, and then like, and now we're gonna play the song, and then just film that too. We should do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thank you. I'm a smart man.
Yes.
Also something you don't like about your job?
Being sick on tour sucks ass, like majorly. If you, whenever you're not feeling like this is the best job in the world, because of whatever reason, maybe something happened at home, maybe you're just having a bad time with your friend, maybe there's a fight within the band, maybe that, you know, you're like, when you feel sick and you have to go on stage and you're like 2 hours, you're just like, oh, I wish I was home and I didn't have to do this. That is like the worst time.
Someone catches something on tour, like a cold, it travels around. Yeah, it's really tricky. You just know, you hear someone cough, like, all right, I get that in 3 days, I guess. Like, oh man.
And you meet people like yourselves, you meet the meet and greets all over Europe, you're just shaking hands with everybody. It makes you understand why people like Avril Lavigne doesn't, you know, or Jared Leto is always wearing gloves, isn't it? And like, he doesn't touch anybody. Like, it's weird, and we want to keep touching people. I like touching people. Appropriately. If Adam catches something in his throat, it's like, okay, we have no show.
No.
And I've been sick this whole fucking tour. I've picked up a cold in England, and then I had that until I came home. Then I got another Swedish cold, and I had that for the whole time I was home. And then now I picked up like a Polish cold or something. And I'm just getting over it.
Which one is the best? The English, the Swedish, or the
Polish? This last one was the suckiest one. And I don't know if it was because it was actually worse than the other ones, or if it's just because I'm so fucking tired of being sick.
One completely other question, maybe related to shaking hands. What was your weirdest or funniest fan story?
It's not that weird. It's just one of those occasions I felt like, oops, I'm so sorry. I remember we played a show in Malmö. Up walks a couple. They're English. And I was like, cool, all the way from England to see our show in Malmö. Thank you so much. And they're like, no, we live in Abu Dhabi. We flew in from Abu Dhabi here to see you guys. Because the last time we were supposed to play in England, Adam got sick, so we canceled the tour. They flew from Abu Dhabi to England just to find out that we had canceled the tour. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You want a t-shirt and a hug? That was like my best offer. But it's kind of cool dedication from people. Like, I really enjoy the music. I want to see them live. Ah, fuck it. I'm flying to Malmö from Abu Dhabi.
One thing that always, like, I'm super honored by it. And I love our fans. But sometimes I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? If you have a fan who goes to see you somewhere, like in London, they fly all the way from Germany to London, and then they hang out the whole day in front of the venue waiting for you to, and they don't have to, it's just them. And I'm like, you came all this way and you're not out seeing London while you still can, and then come here like a couple of hours, you still get front row, it'd be amazing, you know.
You have a fan fiction about your band concerning Rock am Ring, and
we're the annoying people, like, what are you guys doing in there, get the fuck out of here. We're more like that.
I actually found a fanfic about me.
What?
Yeah, I did. But
you cannot tell anybody.
It was in German, and my girlfriend was reading it, and it was like a fucking novel. It was like insane. And it was not just about me or Royal Republic. She was like going to shows, and then she was talking about, yeah. And then we hooked up a little bit after the show, but nothing really happened. And I was like, when are we going to have sex, goddammit? Get to the point where we have sex. And we never did. The other novel goes straight to the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like, so we just came off the show, and then they have sex, basically.
For a few times, I think.
Yeah.
In the same sort of session.
Sometimes in the story, I knock on the door. What's it going on? Get lost. And sometimes you knock on the door in the story.
Yeah.
Get lost.
I'm very happily not involved deeper in that. It's weird when you read somebody writing you as you would, they think you would react to this. Like, they come out of there and Hannes is like blushing, and it's weird to hear somebody write, or to read Hannes written by somebody else, and he's like, it's all his thoughts and feelings, and then Adam is like, the authority guy, and then week over they're like, oh, sorry about that, like they're trying to hide it, and we're like, we were just waiting for that to happen.
Have you ever found out who wrote this?
No, I don't even know who we suspect did it. Somebody said it was a guy or a girl. Somebody suspected it was a girl. I don't know why. Like, why would a girl write this fanfic? Turned on by a closet homosexual. secretly in love with the, and then I wanna really write how they fuck each other's brains up.
Yeah.
That's what turns me on. That's a story I wanna tell. We actually had a British friend who read it for a in Adam's studio with like British accent and the whole thing. Like an audiobook. And every once in a while it happens on the bus, somebody pushes play and then it's like, oh God, Hannes, I'm gonna come.
Yeah.
And it's like super posh British accent.
If you could switch lives with a person for one day, just to like see what their life is, which person would it be?
I honestly think I would just switch into a beautiful woman. And then I would just have sex and like with myself and with men and with another woman and just figure out what it's like for you guys.
And the next day you're like, oh, this is boring. A man's body.
Oh, that's all I can do. I'm pretty happy with my life. Could have a bit more money, but who doesn't want more money? I have a job I fucking love.
Yeah.
When I'm not sick.
Do you want to continue doing music your whole life if you can, or do you see yourself have some hidden talents?
I think we'll do this as long as it's fun, as long as it doesn't, as long as it feels like we're delivering the same thing, or at least something that's like worthy of the attention that we get for our live shows, because that's the, like, it keeps growing and we see more and more people. It's pretty much the streaming is going down, but the ticket sales are going up. And I'm actually kind of weirdly proud. I wish the streaming was going up as well, but I'm really proud to build something from a perspective of people buy a ticket, go get a real experience. And every time we play a show, somebody says in the comments afterwards, like, that was the best show I've ever seen. And of course, it could be somebody who just went to their first show, but most of the time, it's people who go to shows all the time. So, and as long as we can do that, I want to keep doing this.
Yes.